From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. The Federal Reserve has moved to raise the baseline interest rate, adding another increase to the cost of borrowing money. The Fed has steadily increased these rates since last spring in an effort to bring inflation down. They've also altered how people are making decisions with their money. Tom Wind is U.S. Bank's Executive Vice President of Consumer Lending. He says he has observed customers opting for loans that have fixed interest rates.
You know, the ability to lock in a payment, to know, you know, what they can plan for in their finances, because, you know, everyone's dealing with higher prices, you know, in so many different areas.
Wind says he's also seen a slowdown in home purchases and refinancing, but more people borrowing to make home improvements. The Boone County Fire Protection District has placed an $8 million bond issue on the April 4th municipal ballot. As the Columbia, Missourian reports, if approved, those funds would pay for a new fire engine, new equipment, and a new fire station in the Rockbridge area. It would not raise taxes for property owners in the district, but if voters do not approve the bond issue, district property taxes would likely take a few years to decrease, due to finishing paying off previous bond issues. The Boone County Fire Protection District is the largest volunteer fire department in the state and serves over 50,000 residents. The Federal Reserve has voted to increase the baseline interest rate. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports how a year of those rate hikes is playing out across the region.
When the Fed raises rates, it's making it more expensive to borrow money. Nathan Jefferson is an associate economist at the St. Louis Fed.
The idea is that demand will kind of be brought down a little bit, spending will come down a little bit.
And that, Jefferson says, will help bring inflation back to the 2% rate the Fed wants. He says this has made many consumers around St. Louis more sensitive to the price of goods compared to a year ago.
We're seeing, you know, more demand shift down to the lower end of the market and people being careful to look out for discounts and deals wherever possible.
Jefferson adds it also means fewer large purchases on things like cars, homes, or anything that may need to be financed. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
One of the police officers involved in the shooting in Herman is now in stable condition. In a Facebook post yesterday, the Herman Police Department said Officer Adam Solentrup is still in the intensive care unit, but that he is improving. The 31-year-old was one of the officers shot on March 12th following an attempt to arrest. Detective Sergeant Mason Griffith died from his injuries the morning after the shooting. I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.